After 3 months, we finally see the land.
You knew that was America?
They told us this is the United States.
The freight ship that carried them ran aground off the coast of Rockaway Peninsula in Queens. Some people actually jumped from the ship to try to swim to shore.
The water was very cold.
How long did you swim? Do you remember?
You can't really swim. The waves move you back. And I passed out.
You passed
and
out?
And a couple of my friends carried me out of water.
About 200 people were treated for exhaustion and exposure.
When I woke up, I was in the hospital. I have my hand handcuffed on the back.
You were in the hospital bed handcuffed?
Yeah.
Then you were sent to a detention center.
Immigration officials shipped off 110 of the illegal aliens to a prison in York, Pennsylvania this morning.
I think the most difficult time is after 6 months, and you don't know where your future is going to be.
Your mother thought you were dead, and she set up a family shrine for you.
Yeah.
I have 20 letters that you wrote me while you were detained. The letters described all the, you know, suicidal thoughts, attempts, people giving up. Remember we had the vigils outside the prison?
I remember. Every Sunday when you guys outside, we were watching through the window. A lot of us was tear up because there's still good people in the world who have a kindness heart.
You have lived longer in America than in China, correct?
Yes.
When you came, you were only 18 years old and you went through so much. But is that worth it?
I told my mom, I said, I will either die or I will arrive to the United States. After 20 years, I feel like I'm a part of this country, you know? I would do it again.
You would do it again?
I would definitely do it again.